Okay, today we are going to study about the way of eagles. This is a very interesting subject, and I know definitely the Lord is going to speak to some of you all. And it's in Isaiah 40:31. But before we read that, now mount up with wings as eagles, right? Eagles is an example to us. The Bible doesn't say to be like crows or chickens or turkeys. Neither the Bible tells us to be like parrots or peacocks. The Bible tells us to be like eagles. So we have to know how eagles are like. If we don't know about eagles, then we cannot. I mean, the Bible talks about eagles all the time. So first we are going to read Isaiah 40:31. Let's turn to Isaiah 40:31. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. So this verse tells us, those who wait upon the Lord. The world is full of tired people. We all know that the world is full of tired people. People have no time. They're just running around. So, all become tired, but the word of God says, those who wait on God, the Bible talks about waiting, and to mount up like eagles. How do they mount up? How do they live? I mean the eagles. How do they live? How do they mount up? And how do they do so that we can learn from them? What they do? What they do? Well, there are a variety of Christians like a variety of birds. So before we go to see about the eagles, we have to see whether which bird kingdom we are in. So this is very interesting. I really love this subject because to become an eagle, unless you know about the eagles, you cannot become an eagle. And also you have to know something about the other birds. Otherwise, there is no point. So actually, we are going to see a variety of birds now. And from there, we'll see how far we can go today. First of all, there are the chickens. This is interesting. We don't know how the chickens, they got inside the bird's family, but they are there. Okay? So first, we are going to see some things about the chickens. There are a lot of chicken Christians in the churches. And well, even we all have a little bit of the chicken inside us. When we go through, you all will know. They are generally afraid of life. They seldom fly and ever reach their potential in life. A chicken flaps around the chicken yard. How many of you have really seen a chicken yard? I don't know, because I know my mom had a chicken yard in my home. So I have seen every day, practically every day I have seen the chicken in the chicken yard. They are really afraid of everything. For the slightest noise, they will run inside and they'll just cuddle up inside and they will just, you know. And when the sky becomes dark, they just run inside for the thunderstorm. They are so scared. And they cannot soar like the eagle. They can just flap around. They just flap, 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 that's all. And they can try so hard, but they can flap only up to this high. They can come up only up to this high. They can't go higher like the eagle. So some of us who are even an eagle, we think that we are a chicken and we sometimes behave like a chicken. And some of us who are chicken inside, but we'll try to behave like an eagle, which is also wrong. So we are going to see about the differences between the flappers and those who learn to soar. So this is very interesting. And this chicken flaps around the chicken yard. When chickens get upset, they just go flapping around the chicken yard. And they just go up only this far and stir a lot of dust and a bunch of dirt. You all know, full of dust as soon as they start flapping. Soon they get tired. Sooner or later, you get tired of flapping too. How many of you will agree? We all get tired of flapping. Now, you must know, flapping is equivalent to the works of the flesh. This is interesting. Flapping is equivalent to the works of the flesh. Some of us have worn ourselves out trying to do all kinds of things we are not equipped to do. We don't mind our business. We go and mind other people's business all the time. And we get so tired. This is very true. Get delivered from flapping. Amen. So chickens are generally afraid of life, seldom fly, or ever reach their potential. They are content with mediocrity, that is, average in quality. They are fat, lazy bird, usually spending most of the time scratches around the chicken yard for scrubs and worms. Chickens, they always look down. They don't look up. But eagles, always they look up. They never look down. So this is another interesting thing about the chicken. We must learn that we can't change other people. Now this is still if we are a chicken. Now we can't change our husbands, our children, our circumstances. Now these are all we know. So flapping, actually, it frustrates you. It frustrates us. Get delivered from flapping. Chicken, most of the times, scratches around the crabs and worms. They are fat, lazy birds. So they always like to keep within bounds of a fence. And they are so satisfied to do that. They are inside the confines, inside. And they are just satisfied of what they are doing. When a storm arises, the first thing they run to the chicken house to huddle in fear with all the other chickens. Chickens are going to be turned into eagles today after this message. Amen. Second bird we are going to see is the magpie. That's another bird. Some of us, we wouldn't have heard this, I mean some birds. But magpie, this is overly aggressive bully who abuses and generally drives others away from God. Isn't it a pity? There are people like the magpie in churches today. Arrogant, harshy, selfish, self-centered to the point of rudeness. Pushy, Christian causes much disrespect to the kingdom of God and other believers. There are birds, Christians, who are like this magpie. We bring great disrespect to the other believers. So there are people like this in churches. So we have to today see which group we are in. The third bird, kookaburra. I know some of us, we have heard about kookaburra bird. To him, life is a one big party. One big joke. Takes nothing seriously. Laughs at everything. I know some people, for everything they'll just laugh. Nothing, they don't take nothing seriously. Even if it is totally inappropriate, they just laugh. They are a big clown who wounds, hurts, and offends other people. He is not sensitive at all to the other people. This is the kookaburra. Now, there are people who are not sensitive to the other people. We must all pray for more Holy Spirit sensitivity. Now, eagle is a very sensitive bird. Very sensitive. So we have to know why the Bible is talking about eagles all the time. Because there are so many things we have to learn from eagles. There are people hurting besides us. We should know that. There are always people who are hurting. It's not only ourselves, but there are people. Even though we are hurting, we should know that there are people worse than us. And sometimes we have a problem in our own life. And we think that's an excuse to be rude. Just because we had a bad childhood or just because we had gone through a certain difficulty or problem in life, we immediately try to say, well, I was upset that day, that's why I had to behave like this. That is wrong. We cannot do a thing like this. Unfeeling, unsensitive to everything which goes around us. If we are upset, then the whole house is upset. Sometimes it happens even in houses. If one person is upset, the whole house gets upset. Oh, mama is unhappy. Papa is unhappy. So we have to be very quiet at home. These things normally happen in houses. So this is not an excuse to say, oh, well, I was like this. That's why I was rude. No. If there is anything wonderful today, is about our Lord Jesus. His compassionate and his sensitivity is very important, we have to see. We have to learn to be sensitive with others. But we know sometimes we have made mistakes. When we are upset, we have immediately said something and hurt the other people. People come to church with a smiling face. We all know that. They just smile with their charismatic big grin and smiling face. And when you ask them, oh, how are you, sister? They immediately say, fine, well, fine. But actually, they are not fine. But they just, it's a habit. They just say, I'm fine, thank you. But actually, they are not fine. Inside, they are hurting. Kookaburra bird is not sensitive at all towards other people. So that's all about the kookaburra bird. The fourth kind we are going to see is the bird, the vulture or the buzzard. This bird enjoys the filth of life. Everything corrupt, rotten, and stinking. He just loves those things. He is attracted to people with problems. Loves to rip people apart or tear them to pieces with his mouth. Loves to spread rumors and thinks nothing of destroying a reputation or of a ministry or even a pastor. He has a smell of death about him. So you should know these people in churches, when they spread rumors and gossip and they talk around, you should know, oh, they are not eagles. They are the vultures or the buzzards. Now, we should be very careful attacking another even another church or another group of crowd or anything, because God hasn't kept us to attack and to destroy them with our mouth. Then the fifth kind of bird's kingdom is parrots and cockatoos. They are the talkers of the bird kingdom. Parrots are the talkers of the bird kingdom. They are the super spiritual Christians who can talk the talks and never walk the walks. We know people like that, don't we? Everything they learned, they learned it the parrot fashion. For example, we know there are people who, when they go in front and stand in a church, they say, hello, church. We know they don't even mean nothing. They just act because they have seen somebody else doing that in churches. Hello, church. Oh, speak to the next person. All these acting. And just doing something because they have seen somebody else doing it. Now, for example, I like to say, I heard Joyce Meyer mentioning in her cassette that once before, whenever she goes to preach, she will say, glory to God. Like that, she'll imitate. Because she has seen another lady all the time when she preaches, she was doing glory to God. Like that, she was imitating. And Joyce Meyer just imitated. And one day, the Lord had to tell her, shut that glory to God inside your mouth. You don't even know what is glory. Because at that time, she didn't know. So how many of us, we sometimes, like one recently, one brother was asking, why people always say, praise the Lord. Some people, they don't even mean, they don't even know what is praise the Lord. They just see somebody else saying, praise the Lord. Immediately, they say, praise the Lord. Actually, they don't mean it and it doesn't come from their heart. So we like to imitate. Like the parrots, we just try to imitate. So God asked Joyce Meyer to shut that thing in because that was not from her. I mean, she just started to imitate. So there are parrot Christians who just say, praise the Lord, glory to God. All these things they just say. And because they have heard someone saying these things. And some people say hallelujah and then amen means nothing to them. But they just say amen and hallelujahs and all these things. So don't do this insensitive stuff. People just do it. So Christianity, parrot style. These people are the parrots, the talkers of the kingdom. So there are people like we have already now seen chickens. Then we have seen the bird magpie. Then the third one was kookaburra. And the fourth, the vultures and the buzzards. And the fifth, parrots and cockatoos. Now the parrots are the talkers of the kingdom. So we are now seeing about them. Christianity, parrot style. Now when I was small, I know I used to mimic. Now these are the Christians who mimic. I love to act like another person. And as soon as I act like another person, immediately my whole family and even my friends, they will say, oh, you are doing so and so. Why? Because the way I mimic and the way I do things. So Christianity, parrot style doesn't come into the kingdom of God. So all head knowledge and no experience. That's what is in the parrot kingdom. The Christians who are in the parrot kingdom, just head knowledge, no experience. So that's not good. They are all noisy, noise and no action. Then the sixth bird is the cuckoo bird. There is this cuckoo bird. He doesn't like to work. Isn't this interesting? He doesn't like to work. He is happy to sponge off somebody else. Always taking, if somebody has learned, I mean studied something, they have their own, just to go and copy that, just to sponge something. They don't like to dig themselves or study or do anything. They just like to sponge from somebody else. Cuckoo bird doesn't even want to build a nest. Do you know that? They don't even want to build their own nest. But it looks for one that has already been finished by someone else. Isn't this interesting? And he lays his eggs there and allows the other birds to raise his babies. So, see the lazy bird, this is a really a lazy bird, doesn't like to work. So wants his babies to be raised by the other birds. There are cuckoos in the church today. We can locate ourselves here. Before we go to find out about eagles, we should find out whether we are in here and try to get rid of some of that, like whether we are in one of these birds' kingdom. The cuckoos in the church exist on handouts. They don't want to work. Sometimes they are not even born again. We know there are so many people in churches, they are not even born again. But they operate under religious spirit. They don't want to work. They don't live by faith, but they live by the senses. We studied about the sense knowledge and all these things. They live by the senses. So we know this kind of bird group we cannot be in. So why we are seeing now about all these birds is why eagle has been specially mentioned in the Bible for a child of God. So to know about eagles, first we have to know about the other birds too. Otherwise there is no point just knowing about eagles. Then the seventh bird, this is another interesting thing. It's a peacock. What do you all know about mainly about peacock? It is a flashy, showy bird. Oh, flashy, showy bird. In Sri Lanka, we get plenty of peacocks, especially when we are traveling. We just see the flashy, showy bird. Immediately, just a showy. So you should know about the Christians who have this kind of life in their life. Their clothes, their cars, their jewelries, and just flashy. They just talk too much also. Flashy, showy bird, overly ambitious, worldly, full of pride, very much in love within himself, impresses with himself. They are the people who feel superior to everyone else and they love to distract their stuff. They do little to nothing for anyone else. If you go near them, you will know. They just talk, they won't do nothing to others. They only know to talk. They have very sizable egos. We just can't go around looking what's going on. we have to look at the book, the Bible, and the man, who is Jesus. We can't look at people and put ourselves in their place. Oh, I like to be like that so-and-so. I like to be like this person. Even some of us, we say, we like to be like our pastor. No, it's really wrong. We have to be like Jesus. He is only our standard. So we have to always look at the book and Jesus. He's our, because he's our standard. So now we have seen about these birds. And the next bird is the pelican. That's, I think, the eighth bird. Isn't the eighth one? Yes, the pelican. This big, old, fat, jolly bird is interested in eating. Eating. It goes all around, all day long, seeking what can I eat. And wants to fill up his belly. That's all he wants to do. This bird's appetite should be turned towards the word of God. I mean the Christians, people who are in the church, like the pelican. They have to change their thought life. He will then become a spiritual giant. If he's a man, I mean this pelican bird, if he's a man, he's happy to sit back with a smoke and a beer. They have this beer and a smoke. And let the little lady of the house to be their spiritual leader. Why? The man is so lazy, the pelican. Just sits back and wants the mama, the lady of the house, to do everything. But if it's a female pelican, a lady pelican, she's the pelican Christian. So then she also, she's happy to lay on the couch, just eat donuts or something, right? Happy to lay on the couch and do this and wonder they never have a victory in life. These are the people in churches, the pelican Christians. They never have victory in life. So their story also is very sad. So now we have to see inside which group we are in. I know we have a little bit of everything sometimes. We have. We all have, so we know. And then we have to see about the crow. About the crow. This dirty bird in life. This is a dirty bird in life. We all know, because especially we can relate to that because we have been in Sri Lanka. And you all, some people you all here, you have not seen the crows. Oh, it's a really a dirty bird. A bird that enjoys destroying the young of the other species, eyeing others, other denominations from his own. So you should know, if you are eyeing another denomination, then you are a crow. He loves to rip and tear everything. He's out for himself. Nothing or anyone else matters in life. Only himself. He thinks about himself, the crow. His own selfish desires. Are we like that today? Our own selfish desires, our own plans, thoughts, then we are in the crow kingdom. This bird thinks nothing of running a pastor's reputation or ripping apart even a church. There are people who just like to do this. It still goes over, like I have heard servants of God, they say, oh, well, that ministry, that pastor, this pastor, they have done something wrong. We have to expose this. And they have even written in magazines and books and things. God has not asked us to do that. This is spoiling another pastor's reputation. Even if they are wrong, we are not supposed to do that. Expose what's wrong with everybody else's ministry. So this is this bird is the most cunning and dangerous bird. We all know that the crow is the most cunning and dangerous bird in the kingdom of the bird's kingdom. This is one of the birds which pests the eagles. It always pests the eagles. The crow is the one of the biggest pests of the eagle. Can you all see? But eagle handles the pesty crow in a different way. Eagle is a magnificent bird. Eagle can't do one thing. What is that one thing? Anyone know what eagle can't do? He can't do one thing. He cannot turn back quickly. Eagle cannot turn back quickly. That's just one thing he can't do. But the crow, you know, because he's so cunning, he can just, he's the only bird which pestures this eagle. Crow is not the only one, but it's the main one which pestures. They will pester and get on the back. You know, it normally the crow, it gets on the back and only it does this. And just pester them from behind. But eagle gets rid of all the pests. Eagle knows to get rid of all the pests. So if we are an eagle Christian, we should know how to handle this. But one thing we all should know, in this world, we cannot get rid of all the pests. There will be some too. She simply begins to mount up. That's the main thing the eagle, always the Lord speaks about. Mount up like eagles. Because as soon as this crow pestures, it just mounts up. That's why we see that we have to mount up and not flap around. So eagle don't flap. They don't know to flap. They mount up. And I have already told you, chicken, they all look down. But eagle is the only bird always looks up. So eagle sits on the rock and waits for the thermal current of the winds to come by. Now, before going to that, I'd like to mention something here. When the crow, when it pestures this eagle, it goes a little higher and a little higher and a little higher as to where the crow cannot reach that altitude where the eagle goes. The crow cannot breathe and go up. So the eagle just gets rid of these pests and goes higher and higher and higher. So when she goes high, only she goes to the rock and she waits and waits and she waits for the current of the thermal currents of the wind. And the timing, they know, because I told you the eagle is the only sensitive bird. So they know the timing of that flow, when to take off. They are very sensitive. That's why eagle Christians, we have to be very sensitive because we have to see what's going wrong. So she waits on the rock. So we all know that Jesus is the rock for us. So we have to wait on Jesus. So the more time we give in his presence, we know that whenever we give time to the Lord, whenever we spend time, we have so much of peace and we are so happy that day, and the day goes beautifully and we are so sensitive immediately. But the days we don't give time, we know we are so upset and we just behave the way, not the way we have to behave. And that is another thing. So that is one thing. Then we have the sparrows and the finches. F-I-N-C-H, finches. It's a small songbird with a stout bill, this finch. They go from place to place. They go from place to place. That means some people, they just go from church to church. They cannot settle down. Chatting away, have nothing to say what they are listening to. They don't know anything what they are listening. They just chatterboxes. They go from church to church without settling anywhere. Rarely such birds grow in the Lord. So we have to know whether we are a sparrow and a finch. Then there are some birds behind the cage. They are like the pets. They are always behind the cage. This bird, small yellow songbird, this also often kept as a pet. Canaries. C-A-N-A-R-I-S, canaries. So this bird also is kept behind cages. Now, you can be in a cage like a religious tradition. You can be in a cage like a religious tradition. Now, you are going to a church. You know that you don't get your spiritual food in that church. But why are you going to that church? Oh, well, my mama goes to that church. Or Susie goes to that church. My grandfather goes to that church. That's why I'm going to that church. Now, this is a wrong kind of a motive. We can't do this. This is something wrong. So some people we can be walls of anybody else's tradition. So this is another kind of a cage life you can be in. You can sometimes be an eagle, but still you can be behind a cage. That means under somebody else's tradition, a religious tradition, something. So these things we have to know, that we have to come out of this. Some people are staying in dead churches where they are not fed at all. Why? Because, as I told you, because your mama is going, or papa is going, or grandma is going, or your friend is going. So now this cage of inferiority, insecurity, these are all cages. You can put these things like the birds staying in the cages. You all can mention these things if you are taking down notes. Cage of inferiority and insecurity and these things. There are some eagle Christians, and they are bold, strong, and fiercely devoted. We need to have passion for Jesus. The unbelievable thing is, eagle is committed. I did mention this before. Commitment of the eagle, that we have to see later. That's another little subject. It knows the thermal current of the Holy Spirit, deeper levels of commitment. It knows the moving of the Holy Spirit to move effortlessly and easily. So as I told you, the eagle, it knows when that thermal current comes, when it has to mount up. Eagle is a devoted parent, reliable bird. God has chosen this bird to liken us, to motivate us to rise up like the eagle. A bird to stand alone in life. Now, sometimes when we go through really difficulties and other things, we not only when we go through difficulties, like when others look down on us, and sometimes we feel, oh, we are so lonely and we are alone and nobody's joining me. Oh, why is this situation like this? And when we are alone like this, we should always know that eagles, they never fly in flock. They fly alone. Eagles will never fly in flock. They always fly alone. So if you are flying alone in your life, don't lose heart or be sad or anything about it, because eagle always fly alone. They don't fly in flock. So a bird alone stands alone in life, confidently enough against the storm, and it knows the time to spread the wings and to soar above the sky. This bird dwells on the rock and in the higher places. So we have to ask this question: what kind of Christian are you? What kind of a Christian will you become? What kind of friends do you have? An eagle cannot hang around with chickens. We saw about the chicken, so now you all will know what chicken normally is so scared of everything. So normally an eagle will never hang around with chickens, right? Or crows, or turkeys, or even peacocks, kookaburra, and cockatoos. So if you are not careful, you will start to get like them. If you are not careful, if you go and live with chickens and kookaburras and all these birds, if they are going to hang around you, you will start to just become like them. Because we have already seen especially the Christians who are in churches who have these qualities of the birds, we have already seen. So you should know, you have to be careful. Now, we know that the Bible talks about guard your heart with all diligence, all those things we know. So we have to guard our heart, not anyone else. Another person can't do that to us. We have to guard our heart. So to spend time at the feet of the Lord, so we have to be careful. So loneliness in life, you don't have to be worried about it, because this bird doesn't fly in flocks, but eagle always flies alone. Sometimes when we know, sometimes when we minister even to other people, they sometimes just suck you out. And you are like worn out. Oh, we are so tired. And you're there. You have to be very careful. Even helping others, we have to be very careful. We must know whether this is from God, and spending time even helping others. Well, it's always good. We have to help others. We have to stand for them. We have to do these things. But we have to have a limit. We have to see whether we are worn out, because God doesn't want us to be like that. You cannot afford to have too many friends. You must know this. You cannot afford to have too many friends. You must help people, but that is not the one and only thing you can do. Eagle who thinks you are chickens. There are some people in churches, they are eagles, but they think they are chickens. Once in a while, you begin to think, oh, what's wrong with me? How many of us do that? We used to think. So, and some of us, we say, oh, I don't fit here. And some people, we know that we have to be with the eagles, but still we are living with the chickens. Let's turn to Proverbs 23. We have to come out of this cage, and we have to be like the eagles. Amen? Amen. Proverbs 23:7. For as he thinks in his heart, so is he. So if you think inside you are a chicken, then you will just behave like a chicken. And if you think you are an eagle, so then you will definitely hang around with eagle Christians, and you will definitely grow up. Fear, as I told you, chickens, they are scared of everything. They just run to the chicken yard for the slightest noise. So, fear of stepping out. Some people, we are fear of stepping out in faith. Fear of making a mistake. Oh, what if I make a mistake? We are so like, we want to just protect ourselves. Oh, I shouldn't make that mistake. So all these fear, we have to be, we have to get delivered. Every one of us, we should know that we are very special. Sometimes we don't feel that we are special, but in the sight of God, we are special. You have so much of potential inside you, which we have to stir up and come out of this. Now, we all know, even, I really don't like to go very deep into this kind of other, about telling you all about Moses and Caleb and others who entered the Canaan. Joshua, what he said, Numbers 13, 27, we all know about the 10 spices, those stories you all know. So, spies went to see the promised land. We should look at what we can do, but what God can do. We shouldn't look at what we can do, but what God can do. Mouth always brings problem. You should know that. So, sometimes now even we say, oh, well, I don't like my voice. I don't like that, this. Now, even I have felt several times like that. But we should always know that God, actually, He likes us. He whatever quality we have, but still God loves us. God is not looking for ability, but He looks for availability. So that you all know. Anyway, I like to mention a small story here regarding a farmer's farm. This farmer had this farm, and he had all kinds of animals. And there was a eagle, but because the eagle didn't know it was an eagle, it was raised up with the other chicken in the farmer's yard. And whenever the storm comes, that every animal, even the rabbit, runs to its holes. The deer runs for the shelter. As soon as the dark cloud comes and it's going to rain, they all run inside their cages. So this chicken, which was raised in this farmer's yard, one day, it felt, I am not a chicken, because it's actually, this is an eagle, but it was raised with the other chicken. So one day, when the clouds became dark, and when it was going about to rain, other chickens ran, everything hid themselves. But this bird suddenly said, I am not a chicken, I shouldn't be here anymore. And he wanted to get out of the cage. The farmer forgot to clip the wings. So what he did, suddenly this bird saw, right in front of him, there was a big eagle making a big fierce noise. Like this, must have kept a massive noise, and it was just flying. Suddenly this bird from the cage saw that eagle and wanted to, oh, why can't I fly like that bird above? Why should I just be with this chicken inside? So when the thunderstorm and the rain was about to come and the clouds were getting dark, this bird looked at the chicken yard, looked down once, then looked up again, then again here, then again there, then again looked here, then again. Then it said, no, I have to come out of this. And when it heard that big eagle also shouting and going right in front of its eye, it just mount up and it just ran from the cage. And when he knew that he was an eagle and how he went and joined, because he didn't belong to that chicken yard. Because it was an eagle, but it was raised with the chicken, because one egg had come into the chicken yard, so it was raised, and so it was with all the other chicken, but it was really an eagle, but it was raised with the chicken. So there are some of us who can be an eagle, but still we can live with the chickens and think we are a chicken, and then we have to know that we have to fly higher and go. So always God has a big thing for us. It's just that we have to think that we are so precious to God. And now that we have seen some of the birds, we have to decide where we are and what we are going to do and those things. Now, another thing I like to mention is the eagle's wings. It's about 7 to 8 foot span. The wingspan, it's about 7 to 8 foot. And eagle doesn't flap, and it doesn't have to, which we have to know. The eagle always builds its nest on the higher places, on the higher rock. It always builds in a big higher place. It doesn't build where the other birds can get in. And the anyway, before talking about the nest, I like to mention two things here. Two things eagle has to deal with in life. Eagle has to deal with two things. One is storm. So we all have, in life, we all go through storms. And the second thing is serpent. The eagle deals with two things. Now the eagle, he embraces the storm and fights the serpent, which we have to know. So are we embracing storms? That means problems in life. Are we embracing the storms? Recently, I was listening to even a cassette. Another pastor was speaking about problems. And he's saying, if you want to live in a place there is no problems, then you have to buy the casket. That's it. And one lady had gone and asked the pastor, I like to live a life without any problems. And the pastor had to take her, okay, come, I'll show you. And he took the lady in the car and took her to a place and showed. Guess where he took that lady? To the graveyard, cemetery, and said, this is the only place you can live without problems. So we have to, now eagle Christians, we have to know problems, we have to embrace the problem. Some of the people will think, oh, well, what are you talking? How can I just embrace a problem? But we have to. If we want to grow up, we have to. And serpent, the eagle fights the serpent. Serpent won't attack a grown-up eagle. This we have to know. A serpent will not attack a grown-up eagle. It goes only to the babies. The babies are being attacked by the serpent. So we can see where we are. We will know. The mama eagle, the papa eagle are not attacked. But the babies, it goes to the babies. It climbs, now before explaining about their nest, how they build their house, I like to mention it. The serpent, the snake, climbs the rock and sneaks inside. You know, in the rock, their cage is right up. It is a solid nest they build. They don't build a nest just from shifting for 1 year. Normally, bird's nest, you all know, just goes away. But the eagle takes years to build its nest. Why? Because it's a permanent one. It doesn't just from 1 year to the other year. From 1 year, 1 year it doesn't stay in one place and then it just moves away. It just stays there. So it's like that. So the snake always sneaks in to even eat the eggs, even before they are hatched. They like to go and eat. So when the mama and papa eagle are not there, even after the baby is born, the snake slowly gets inside to eat them. So always we should know, the serpent always comes behind the baby Christians and not the papa and the mama, the grown-ups. So we have to have the discernment, right? So these people, the eagles, they always embrace the storm, and the serpent, of course, they handle it in two different ways. The serpent, the mother eagle, handles it in the two different ways. Eagle, what do you mean to embrace a storm? That means, like, for one example is Joseph. Joseph, he had a call in his life. He was actually kicked out of his nest. So we all need to be kicked out of our nest if we have to grow up. So eagle don't leave home willingly. Eagle will never leave home willingly. Even the baby when he's grown never leaves home willingly. Now coming to their nest is always built on the rock. It's 4 inches by 6 inches, 6 inches feet long, and it's built out of tree branches, which are very long, that they bring and they build this nest. And they pad the whole nest with solid leaves, and even the mama eagle, it plucks the wings and it's padded the nest because wants to protect the babies. Like we know, like some mamas, we love to protect our children. And we are so careful and we are so, like, we really want to, we struggle for our children. So like that, whenever it plucks out, it really pains. So it does that and builds the nest, padded nest, because he wants the babies to be safe and sound. And the padded nest, it weighs, you know, the weight of the eagle's nest is 2 tons. 2 tons. And 20 feet deep. So you can imagine, 20 feet deep and 8 to 10 feet wide. So it's like a massive place and nobody can reach up there because it's in the higher places, higher rock. They build to stay in and not to move every year. So they take a long time to build this. We need to put a solid foundation in our lives and in our ministry. So we know that our rock is Jesus. So where we have to put the solid rock. So from eagles, we learn another lesson, that they build in the solid rock. So we have to have our foundation in the solid rock. Now, when the papa and the mama eagle, when they have the babies, normally the mama goes out always to bring food for the babies. She goes and brings food. And the papa, you know what papa does? Papa goes to bring the toys for the babies. Guess what are the toys he brings? All the little tins and the glass pieces, all the little things on the ground. He takes all that and he goes and gives the babies to play. And now when the cage is getting crowded with all these toys, like the tins and the glass pieces and, you know, something attractive, he just takes, and the leaves and other things. When it gets crowded, the mama eagle gets so upset and she just takes these toys and she just throws it out. Just throws it out. And the babies are getting so angry now. Oh, what is this mama doing? Is she going crazy and mad? Is it one of her bad days? You know, the ladies, they go through these bad days. So the eagle thinks whether it's a bad day for the mom, whether she's having the PM day. And then the papa brings these toys and the mama used to throw this out. So now this also teaches a lesson for us. Like, unless the cage is being shaken and unless some things are being taken away from our lives, we cannot grow. So for example, that's why I was trying to say, Joseph, he embraced the place he was in and resisted the bitterness, unforgiveness, resentment, rebellion, hatred of his brothers, jealousy. These are the things we have to reject. But you know that he embraced the place. So what goes inside of us hurt us. But still, we should know that God will bring us out and we have to grow up. We don't grow up unless we are in hard places where we don't want to be in. We cannot grow up. We will never learn to love the unlovely unless you are around unlovely person, people, the people who are unloving. We have to be around them. You will never learn to trust God unless you got a reason to trust God. These are all principles we should know. You will never get a miracle unless you have a need. How many of us we can relate to this? We can never learn things unless there is something. So this is another thing. So it was time for Joseph to fly. So he got kicked out. So if we are kicked out, we should know it's time to fly. It was time for David to fly. He was in his nest. He was anointed to be a king. He was prepared to be a king now. So unless he was kicked out, he couldn't. We all know David's life. He was running for his life. So all these are permitted. He spent his next few years doing. He was taken to Saul's house and Saul saw he was anointed and started to hate him. David had to run like an animal and hide. He chased David for many years. He had to learn how to fly now. So there are times we have to learn to fly because these babies were thrown from the cage. Now, Abraham got kicked out of his nest. We all know Abraham got kicked out of his nest. God asked him to leave his father's house, leave his relatives, leave your family and go by yourself to the place where I will show you. This is what the Lord spoke to Abraham. So we know Joseph got kicked out, Abraham got kicked out, David got kicked out. We want to grow up, but we don't want the adversity. The adversities in life, we have to embrace them, the problems. We want to fly, but we don't want to get out of the nest. So when we don't want to get out of the nest, God will force us and the nest will be shaken. And then we will be thrown out. We want to be strong, but we don't want to go through anything. You can't build muscles without exercising. We learn another lesson here. You can't eat dead stuff and ever exercise and ever grow up. Now here we have another lesson here. To become strong, how many of us we know, we have to especially the worm has to go through the metamorphosis, isn't it? To become the butterfly. And caterpillar. And then for the caterpillar to become like that, it normally likes to hide himself. Like how we also sometimes we are taken to the backside of the wilderness. The caterpillar is behind because it comes out of the cocoon, no? the thing cocoon. So it tries to come out. Now when it is struggling to come out, and if somebody goes and helps that thing to come out, finished. It cannot fly. One person has told that in his life the saddest part, the saddest thing he has done is gone to help this caterpillar which was trying to come out of this egg shell, and it was struggling for a long time. And while they are struggling, they get the strength, and that's how they are strong. After that, they are strong because they get the strength. So while the worm was struggling, the caterpillar was struggling, he had gone to help, and as soon as he helped, the caterpillar lost everything. It couldn't fly in all his life. He had to just... So this man was so sad that he had done this. So when people are going through struggles, when they face certain things, don't help them. Don't stay near them. Don't do any help, because they will never grow up. This is a good lesson for us. And even the eagles, when they are trying to come out of the egg, you know, they have this peak, and they have a little tooth there. One little tooth, they form a little tiny tooth. Why? To peck that egg. So it has to do plenty of times, it has to peck to come out of the egg. And if anybody is going to help that little eagle to come out, that also loses the strength and it won't be able to fly. So you have to allow for that time for the eagle to come out of the eggshell. So we should never help others when they are going through hard times. Like certain times, we have to allow them, because God is taking them through something. If you go and help, you just spoil everything. So you have to be very sensitive, like the eagle, to do these things. So, and before going to the eagle's strength, before going to see about the eagle's strength, because we have to know, before going to see that, I like to mention about the serpent thing. What's a serpent thing? The second part will be learning to fly. So to learn to fly, we have to be strong. So we have to see about that another time. Because we must know, to be strong, we have to eat the right food. So this is another very interesting thing, because eagles don't eat any dead stuff. But we know many birds, they eat dead stuff. But eagles will never eat any dead stuff. They are very, very careful picking up their diet, because eagle's strength is in its diet. So we'll see that next time. Okay.